20 years ago, the Border Patrol was a small agency that didn't get a lot of attention from the media or the rest of the federal government. But since the terrorist attacks of 9/11, the agency has nearly tripled in size and budget. And a small group of agents dubbed the Douglas Mafia rode that wave of growth to the top. Now they're retiring one by one and, according to our next guest, leaving a culture of misconduct, corruption and misconduct in their wake. ProPublica reporter Melissa Del Bosque explores the story of the Douglas Mafia in her latest piece, and I spoke with her more about it.
What I wanted to do was just sort of examine Border Patrol's leadership culture, because I've been writing about the Border Patrol now for probably more than a decade, and I see the same sort of problems coming up again and again, and this is issues with misconduct, excessive use of force, corruption within the ranks. So this group of leaders that I'm looking at came out of the Douglas station about 20 years ago. So they've risen through the ranks for the last two decades, and now they're all retiring one by one. And with Carla Provost, the most recent chief of the Border Patrol, retiring last month, we're seeing sort of an end of an era of these agents that came out of Douglas.
So let's rewind, 20 years ago or so to Douglas, this kind of small border town. What was the Border Patrol like back then? This was a very different agency at the time.
Up until the 90s, the Border Patrol was a very small agency. There were about 4,000 agents nationwide, and they were sort of an afterthought. They weren't often in the public eye. And then NAFTA happened in the mid-90s and a huge peso devaluation crash in Mexico. And we saw this huge influx of people coming north from Mexico to work. So Border Patrol had started these extended enforcement operations where they were putting a lot of agents right on the line, right on the borderline in El Paso and San Diego. So that was diverting traffic then into southern Arizona. So what happened in Douglas around 2000 is they started seeing this huge influx of migration coming across the border, which they hadn't seen before. Mm. And at that time, there were only 40 agents in Douglas in the 80s. And so then there was this huge influx of agents at the Douglas station, and it went from 40 agents to 300 agents and then finally to 650 agents. Hmm. And it was one of the first sort of mega Border Patrol stations that started at the beginning of this century.
So let's talk a little bit more about Carla Provost, who, as you mentioned, is the most recent retiree here. How did she make her mark, starting especially when it was a small agency a long time ago?
Yeah, well, Carla came from Kansas. She worked for a small police department in rural Kansas. And so she started in Douglas in 1995, and she was one of the first women to work out of Douglas. The Border Patrol has always had the least amount of women in its force of any federal law enforcement agency. And so back then, there were very few women on the force. And they started this sort of this mountain bike patrol unit. So she was a supervisor of that. And that's really where she started her career. Right as the influx of migration was starting there, and it was starting to get real busy, they were apprehending at one point about 2,400 people a day.
And how did she kind of work her way up the ranks over the years?
She was in Douglas for 11 and a half years, and then she went to California. She went to Yuma. That was sort of the next big hot spot. So when you're an ambitious agent, you want to go to where all the traffic is and where all the attention is, because that's where you're going to be recognized and that's where you're going to get a lot of on the ground experience.
This is a theme, though, right? Throughout this story, for not just Carla, but others, agents as well, they were sort of riding the wave of this agency as it became bigger and bigger and bigger. But that also caused some issues in terms of massive influx of hiring. Outline some of those problems for us.
Yeah. So during the Bush presidency, and of course, this is after 9/11, which had a huge impact on the Border Patrol. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, the Border Patrol was in the spotlight. They were in the news, and it became about terrorism, preventing terrorists from coming into the country. It sort of changed the entire mission of what they were doing. So President Bush made a promise that he wanted 6,000 more agents by the end of his presidency. So there was this big, rapid hiring of agents, And in this rush to hire so many agents, you know, polygraph tests were not given. Some of the background checks on the agents were not done because there was this huge rush to fulfill this mandate from the president. Mm-hmm. And some people in Border Patrol tell me that they're still suffering the repercussions of that huge rapid influx of agents that they brought in.
In the sense that they were hiring people who weren't necessarily trained for the job and then promoting others who weren't necessarily ready?
Exactly. Because they had this huge influx of people coming in, they didn't have the managerial oversight, you know, to handle this influx. And then the people that were coming in were not always the most desirable people that they wanted. So they had all of a sudden a lot of unintended consequences and problems from ramping up the number of agents so quickly. So then they started promoting people into management positions that probably should never have been in leadership or weren't really ready.
So now the Trump administration has been in office for some time at this point. What's changed within the Border Patrol since the Trump administration took over? And, you know, as we've seen this kind of intense ramping up of immigration enforcement in general.
Well, there's been a lot of attrition. You know, a lot of seasoned agents are choosing to retire because it's just become so political and they've become such a lightning rod and there's so much attention on them now. And there's been so much criticism that there's actually less agents now than there were in the Obama era. So the agency's actually become smaller, despite the fact that President Trump also made a sort of similar pronouncement as Bush did, that he wanted this, you know, rapid influx of new agents. Also, it seems like some of the reforms that they were working on under Obama have sort of fallen by the wayside as the agency has been hit with all of this zero tolerance and the children and the families coming across and all those various scandals that have come from just the mistreatment of immigrants in detention and, you know, no clear plan really to reunite families after they've been separated at the border. So it's just been sort of one wave after another of sort of scandal and controversy with the agency.
So now members of the Douglas Mafia, as they're called, are retiring one by one and bringing an end to the influence of these leaders who have been in charge and rising up the ranks for so long. What kind of culture did they create? What will their legacy be?
It's really the end of an era. You know, the leaders that we see leaving now are the people who started when the agency was still very small, and then it ramped up really, really quickly. And they had to really, I mean, they were folded into the Department of Homeland Security and moved to Washington. A lot of rapid change, which, you know, they did not deal with in a transparent sort of way. And they, you know, have always been resistant to sort of outside reform. So the people coming up in leadership now are the folks that were promoted during the Bush era when there was that huge influx of agents. And so they may, what I've heard from longtime Border Patrol agents is that some of those folks are not really ready for leadership at a national level, that they were brought up too quick and that maybe they didn't get enough mentoring. So that they're really sort of facing a huge challenge in the leadership in Border Patrol now. And it's going to be real interesting to see what this next generation of leadership is like in the Border Patrol.
All right. Melissa Del Bosque, investigative reporter with ProPublica. Thank you so much for joining us.
Sure. Thank you for having me.